For several years, Russia and Ukraine have been in a bitter conflict. It began 5 years ago when Moscow annexed Crimea, a peninsula off the southern coast of Ukraine. This weekend, Ukraine and Russia made moves that some see as a sign of improving relations. They completed a long-awaited prisoner swap. Reporter Charles Maines has been following this from Moscow. What's the context and backstory here, Charles? What led up to this prisoner swap?
Well, key to this was the election of Volodymyr Zelensky, the new Ukrainian president. He was elected in April, promising to bring Ukrainian prisoners from Russia home. The problem was that Russian President Vladimir Putin refused to talk to him initially. The two leaders only finally spoke for the first time in July, when the prisoner swap issue was first discussed between them. And in recent days, both leaders hinted that a deal was imminent. So the action unfolded here on Saturday morning. You had 35 people from each side freed.
So who was actually released on this prisoner swap?
Well, Ukrainian President Zelensky joined families down at the tarmac for what was, as you can imagine, a pretty emotional day for them. From the Ukrainian side, we saw the release of 24 sailors who were captured by Russia off the coast of Crimea last November. But the biggest cheers came for Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov. Now, Sentsov served 5 years of a 20-year sentence stemming from his opposition to Russia's annexation of the Crimean Peninsula. Sentsov is from Crimea. He also captured international attention because he led a 145-day hunger strike in an effort to free other Ukrainians imprisoned in Russia. So with his release, he made clear he still hasn't forgotten these other Ukrainians still back in jail in Russia. And so this is Sentsov speaking in Russian. He says he hopes other hostages will be freed soon. But even with the last prisoner freed, our fight is not over. I assume that's a reference to the fact that Crimea, of course, is still under Russian control.
So what about the prisoners Ukraine released back to Russia? Who are they?
Well, it was a starkly different scene here in Moscow from what we saw in Kiev. First of all, Vladimir Putin, of course, wasn't out on the tarmac. It was basically just a few Russian state media TV cameras that were there to focus on one person, a Russian journalist who was released by Kiev. But meanwhile, most of the other Russians, they were our Russian army conscripts who once fought on the side of pro-Russian separatists in East Ukraine, where this war has been going on now for 5 years. And it was, in fact, their capture that seemed to prove what Moscow has always denied about the war in East Ukraine, that, in fact, Russia is part of the conflict. So there wasn't a hero's welcome for them. And, in fact, it turns out that the families weren't warned at all.
Hello.
I reached out to Svetlana Ageeva, whose son Viktor was a Russian army soldier, a grunt, essentially, captured by Ukraine while fighting in East Ukraine. Svetlana says she only learned of Viktor's release when she saw her son in Moscow live on state TV. You know, of course, she'd heard these rumors of the exchange and hoped that Viktor was on the list, but nobody warned her about it. And, of course, she's thrilled to get him back home. In fact, they're planning to throw a big party for Viktor when she does.
Now, Charles, Dutch officials are condemning the release of one particular prisoner. Who is he and why this reaction from the Netherlands?
Yeah, this has to do with a guy named Volodymyr Simakh, a former commander of Russian-backed separatists in East Ukraine who was captured by Ukrainian forces in June this summer. Now, Ukraine security forces have identified Simakh as a key witness in the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17, which some people may remember was shot down over East Ukraine in July of 2014. This killed all 298 people aboard, most of them citizens of the Netherlands, which explains the Dutch interest. Now, Dutch prosecutors investigating the tragedy have said that, you know, Russia provided the missile that shot down this plane. And, of course, they look at this Simakh as a person of interest in their work. Now, it's worth pointing out that Simakh is actually a Ukrainian citizen, and we understand that the entire prisoner exchange really hinged on Moscow's demands that Simakh be included. Huh. So Ukraine had to make a really tough choice here, and obviously Zelensky, the Ukrainian leader, decided to go through with it in the end.
Just how significant is this swap? I mean, some people say it's a sign of improving relations between Russia and Ukraine, but is it?
Well, I think it's a long way still to go on that front. Remember, Russia seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, triggering, of course, Western sanctions from the U.S. and the EU. But, you know, Russia says this is a done deal. It's non-negotiable. Crimea is now part of the Russian Federation. In fact, they've built a bridge to connect Crimea to the Russian mainland. Meanwhile, Kiev says its goal is to restore its rightful territory. Then again, you know, Zelensky comes to power promising not only prisoner exchanges, but also to end the war in East Ukraine, which has killed over 13,000 people over the last 5 years. And that's really where all the fighting's been. So it's hard not at least to see this as a step forward. I mean, you have to start somewhere.
Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.